If you'd like to invest some of your time this summer in building a better reading list, this next conversation is for you. May is the month when we acknowledge the contributions of people of Asian Pacific heritage to the American story. A growing number of Americans claim that heritage, and that's beginning to be reflected in our nation's bookstores and libraries. For a conversation about children's books for Asian Pacific American Heritage Month, we're joined by Lorene Roy. She is the president of the American Library Association and a regular guest here on Tell Me More. Welcome back.
Thank you, Michelle. It's great to be back.
Why is it, and we've talked about this before, but just, you know, to again, for folks who may have missed that conversation, why do you think it's important that children have access to books with characters from different ethnic backgrounds?
Well, I think all children are interested in peoples of the world, and we enjoy it when children see reflections of themselves in the books that they are reading.
And what if you're not from that heritage?
There's always something new to learn. And this month, I'm certainly not, I'm Native American, I'm American Indian. And so reading about cultures that are familiar or not as familiar to myself is also very interesting. So there's always something to learn from every book.
And as usual, you've brought us some great books to look at. Let's look at the first one. The Surfer of the Century is a true story, right?
Yes. I was interested in finding a couple of biographies and then some nonfiction books this month. And this one excited me a great deal. It's a new book, Surfer of the Century, The Story of Duke Kahanamoku. And I had heard of Duke before. And actually in February when I was on Oahu, I saw the statue of Duke. And he competed in four Olympics and winning three gold medals, two silvers, and one bronze. So in this Olympic year, this is also a good read. He was the first Hawaiian to swim in the Olympics. And we also credit Duke's influence in other ways. He brought the sport of surfing to Australia and to New Zealand. And his story is one of someone who overcomes adversity. He faces racism. He's an individual who returns to his homeland of Hawaii and ends his career as sheriff, the sheriff for Hawaii.
Some really beautiful illustrations, too, I have to say. It's a lovely book. What age group do you think this would be suitable for?
Well, I think it could be a good read from kindergarten up.
And I think I should mention, you've got some books that just because they're children's books, it doesn't mean they're not serious. Tell us about A Song for Cambodia.
Well, this was a new topic and title for me as well. The sub-theme of this book is Music Saved My Life, and it is a nonfiction story. Young Arn Korn Pond is one of 11 children and grew up in rural northern Cambodia. And in 1975, when the Khmer Rouge took charge, he and other members of his family were split up. He was sent to a child's work camp where he was involved and worked from dawn till midnight helping to grow rice. And when the soldiers there, the Khmer Rouge, asked for volunteers to learn how to play traditional instrument, he raised his hand. And he learned by playing music for the other children who were forced to work in the paddy fields that he helped them through their day. He comes to the United States with a family, but returns home to Cambodia to fund a number of organizations. And he's received a number of awards for his work on especially bringing back traditional arts and culture to Cambodia.
And I think you did mention also based on a true story. This raises a question, Lorene. We've talked about this before because there are a number of children's books that deal with difficult issues like slavery, for example. And this, of course, deals with the genocide in Cambodia. And these are not easy stories. And this book is aimed at younger children. How do you advise parents who are wondering whether this is really appropriate, you know, for their children?
I think that children are capable of understanding the commonalities in human life. They know when things are not right. They know when people have difficult times. And they understand through this book how wonderful music is and how someone sometimes has to sacrifice for the benefit of others. And I think children are fascinated with the concept of a living person, someone they can learn about, maybe hear about, read more about, who have made differences in the world.
And you have some books for very young children, I understand?
Yes, I chose Yuki's Ride Home, which I thought was a beautiful picture book about Japanese culture. A very young girl visits her grandmother, and they do many of the things that an adult would remember doing with a grandparent including feeding koi fish, making, in this case, origami animals, eating a traditional lunch or the family lunch of udon noodle soup. But it also is a story of independence where this young girl then rides her bike home in the dark and manages to maneuver between her own household family home to her grandmother's home. Logically, those homes are probably very close, just over a little bridge. But to this young child, this is a big step toward independence.
It's a lovely story. And of course, you've got another one, The Bee Tree.
This is a book that really is a combination of fiction and nonfiction. The characters in the book are based on real people, and the story depicts real cultural life in Malaysia. And in the rainforest, there is a clan of indigenous people that call themselves the Honey Hunting Clan. And they, through the generations, select people, members of their clan, to climb these tall, tall trees and harvest the honey. And they do so following cultural protocol. In this case, they don't harvest with any form of metal. Instead, they use a bone knife, a wooden ladder, and a pail made out of leather. And a young boy accompanies his grandfather and for the first time is allowed to be involved in the harvesting of honey. In over 7 nights, they harvest 600 pounds of honey from these special trees.
And you have a book that I think many listeners might be familiar with. It's seen as a young adult novel, but I think this is also a book that adults would enjoy. And I think it's something that people might be familiar with from the film by the same name, The Whale Rider. It was turned into a movie back in 2002. What do you like about this story?
Oh, Whale Rider is one of my favorite books and favorite movies for many reasons. One is that I'm fortunate to work on projects with the tribe depicted in the book, the Ngāti Puru people of Aotearoa of New Zealand. And I know people from the tribe, and I actually have friends who were involved in the production of the movie, people who are very influential in their island's cultural heritage initiatives. And the book is a story really for parents of girls and boys, although the author, Witte Ihimera, wrote the book for his daughters. And he wrote it when he actually was spending time in the United States during the summer when a whale went up the Hudson River and reminded him of the cultural stories of the Ngāti Puru people and the character that they know as Paikia, the whale rider. And in the story, a descendant of Paikia is reborn as a young girl. And though her grandfather doesn't recognize her as the true leader, she teaches everyone what the name of true leadership is all about.
It is a great story. It is a great story. As always, Lorene, if you want to figure out how you can find, you know, resources that are important for you, that if you have a particular heritage or particular background that you're trying to explore more fully, what's a good way to find these kinds of books, particularly if you, you know, every community doesn't have a wonderful bookstore where people are very knowledgeable about these kinds of things. What do you do?
Well, I would start with a library and an information professional. The librarian professional can help you at least start with your reading path and connect you with the books that are like and follow the links between those books and others.
And can you just simply say, because I'm not sure everybody always knows how to say these things, can you simply say, gee, I'm really interested in books with characters of a Latino background or characters with an Asian background for kids of this age? You can just, that's what I want.
And that's, librarians love those questions. Many people enter the field of librarianship with the goal of serving as a reader's advisor. And that I'd like books like this, or tell me more about a book like this, is like the perfect question to ask a librarian.
And as always, if you missed the list of books that Lorene brought us, we will have that list on our website. Lorene Roy is the president of the American Library Association. She visits with us about once a month to give us good advice on books for kids and adults. She was kind enough to join us here in our Washington, D.C. studio. Lorene, thanks again.
Thank you very much.
And to hear Lorene Roy read an excerpt from The Whale Rider, please visit our website at npr.org/tellmemore.